12. Nature writer Nick Aitchison takes a May meander and shares some wild tales from the riverbank.
Sometimes, when I sit to write about January or February, I wonder what on earth I'm going to say about those bleakest of months. But in glorious May, quite the opposite problem pertains. In May, I wonder how to settle on just one subject, when on every side my every sense is assailed by nature's bounty. Should I write about swallowtail surfing the mild spring breeze over Ranworth's reeds? Should I write about pool frogs at Thompson, clattering for a mate from the warm brown water of ancient Pingos? Should I write about meadows, alive with the rattle of common green grasshoppers, beneath the ceaseless skylark's song in the spring blue sky? Where to look? Where to go? What wonders to choose from May's outrageous surge of life and blossom and song? Today my eyes and my words are drawn to a dazzling swirl of metallic colours, of chitin and of genes above the river by which I live. In the past 10 years, I have often written about the River Wensum. It is hard to live in Norfolk with eyes and ears open to nature and not be drawn to the Wensum. Rising in northwest Norfolk from the ridge of chalk that defines the west of our county, the Wensum is our longest ecological corridor. Our beautiful river winds on its trouty bed of gravel and chalk through the very heart of Norfolk and behind my little flint house before reaching our fine city of Norwich. West of the city at Helsdon, the Wensum is joined from the south by the Tud, southeast of the city, close to our Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserve at Thorpe Marshes, it is joined by the Yare. Taking the smaller river's name, the Yare continues east through the goose-loud marshes of Strumpshaw, Buckingham and Cantley, and is joined by the Chet before reaching Baden Water and the sea. Everywhere along any Norfolk River in May, the same metallic damselflies I'm seeing can be found. Half of the insects, the females, are a lustrous shining green along the body with bronze-green wings. The other half, the males, are beetle blue. Transparent at the base, each of a male's four wings bears a night blue smudge like an inky thumbprint near the tip. This is the mark from which the banded damoiselle takes its common name. Its scientific name, Calheopteryx splendens, is more wonderful still. Rooted in ancient Greek and Latin, it translates as splendid wings of beauty, describing perfectly these insects as they jink and shimmer above the rippling water of a Norfolk river. Banded damoiselles speak of corridors of habitat along rivers through the landscape. To exist, they need the fresh, clear water of our rivers, and they need the froth of hemlock, cow parsley, stinging nettles, and great willow herb beside them. For here, they rest and court and hunt. They are the insect symbol of the flow of water through our county. They also speak of corridors through time, of genes, of species, and of stories. The oldest fossils of dragonfly-shaped insects, known popularly as griffin flies, are from the Carboniferous period, some 350 million years ago. These were far larger animals than any dragonfly today, with a wingspan of up to 70 centimetres. One theory is that the higher atmospheric oxygen in the Carboniferous period permitted flight in giant invertebrates devoid of pumping lungs. Another suggests that, in the absence of aerial vertebrate predators like birds, such ungainly insects could afford to fly. While the relationship between Carboniferous griffin flies and modern dragonflies remains obscure, there is no doubt that dragonfly-like insects have hawked our skies for hundreds of millions of years. The glittering damselflies I see above the shallow water of the Wensum unquestionably carry genes that have existed for 300 million years. At just 100 years of age this year, Norfolk Wildlife Trust has some catching up to do, as did Sir David Attenborough, who, with our warm congratulations, reaches 100 this May. All the same, we're proud to protect banded damoisels and their habitat, and to welcome people to meet them on many of our reserves. You can see them by the Wensum and the Yare in Norwich, on our Sweetbriar and Thorpe Marsh nature reserves. You can see them from our little bridge across the Whitewater, a tributary of the Wensum, between our reserves at Beetley Meadows and Hoe Rough. You can see them along the River Wissey as you look across the reed beds we have recreated here for bitterns, marsh harriers and bearded tits. You can see them on the Hun, a tiny fragile river flowing by Home Dunes. You can see them on the Bure, at Ranworth and at Upton, and at many others of the precious places we protect for them and you. When this month you see a cloud of banded damoisels, reflect on what they mean. Yes, they are beautiful, and yes, they bring a flash of happiness to your day. And this alone is reason enough to love them, but their presence along our Norfolk rivers speaks of so much more. They let our thoughts flow with our rivers across the land, through our natural habitats and towns and farms to the sea. And they let our thoughts stretch back through hundreds of millions of years to the very roots of animal life. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we are only 100 years of age, but we are mindful that, in our hands, on our 60 nature reserves, on the 1,400 county wildlife sites whose owners we support, on the countless pockets of Norfolk land whose custodians we advise, we hold 300 million years and more of genes, of life, of species, and of story. Priceless beyond measure, our promise is to hand them on, connecting them in space and time so that 300 million years from now, some intelligent form of life can see the jewel-like forms of damselflies and be filled, like me today, with wonder.